Hello and welcome to The Kroger Show. At Kroger, everyone wins when it comes to saving big. Because when you order online through the Kroger app, you get the same great prices, deals, and rewards on pickup or delivery that you do in-store with no hidden fees or markups. So no matter how you shop, you'll always save big at Kroger. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Save big on your favorites with the Buy 5 or More Save a Dollar Each sale. Simply buy 5 or more participating items and save a dollar each with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Celebrity voice impersonation, not an endorsement.
Why go to a single furniture store when you can go to Big Sandy Superstore? Shop and compare America's top 5 mattress brands, plus Nectar and Purple. And choose from over 22,000 in-stock appliances from the top brands at the guaranteed lowest price. Or furnish the room of your dreams with a large selection of American-built furniture. With financing plans for just about anyone, there's nowhere else quite like it. Big Sandy Superstore.
Hello, good morning, angels, and welcome back to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan, or Alana, and today's episode is all about that morning routine, how to be that girl, and how to set yourself up for success this fall. We're in September. We are getting ourselves into routine, whether you are going back into the office, maybe you're in the office already, maybe you're going back to school, and it's like your first month in, and you're finally settling into some sort of schedule. This is how you can set yourself up for success. These are the tools that I use and how I structured my morning routine, how I stick by it, my why, and everything. But before we get into the bulk of the episode, let's start off with our weekly intention. My weekly intention is to go grocery shop properly, emphasis on the properly, and limit eating out to 3 meals a week. My spending has honestly been out of hand this past month, especially with New York, and that's totally okay. And also just eating out a lot has started to really catch up with me, even though I've been making predominantly healthy choices. There's no better feeling and no better way to nourish yourself and take care of yourself by cooking home-cooked meals. You know, we're all about balance over here, but I feel like I was teetering on the opposite end and I wasn't really super balanced anymore. And, you know, I just want to be a lot more smart with my money. I want to be a lot smarter with what I'm putting into my body. I feel like I definitely used to be a lot better in some capacities. Definitely go through waves of, you know, my relationship with food and how I am taking care of myself. So definitely want to focus on making a proper grocery shop. You guys know I downloaded a little ebook on my iPad to have in Quick Notes, or I think it's called Quick Notes. I forgot what it's called, but like the app where you can write and take notes on your iPad like it's a notebook, to meal plan and grocery shop and make grocery lists. So that leads me into the tip of the week, and that is to use a meal planner or grocery list to plan out your meals and to ensure you have the proper groceries on hand for the week. Not only does having a grocery list make it easier, but it like makes it a lot more efficient when you're in the grocery store. You know what you need. You're not really like browsing the aisles trying to figure it out. And it also makes it a lot easier to plan out the meals. You know, you find your recipes, you write down the ingredients, and then you know exactly how much to get, and you don't have to do as many shops throughout the week or like be sitting wondering like, what should I have for dinner? What should I make for breakfast, etc. So that is what my weekly intention and my tip of the week is. If you guys have any hacks for grocery shopping, especially if you live in the Toronto GTA area, feel free to DM me and help a girl out. You know, I'm only 23. I've been living on my own for about a year and a bit now. I want to say 15 months we're coming around. So I'm still trying to figure it out. So if you have any tips to save money, to shop more efficiently, please let me know and I'll be sure to share those on the pod. But now on to my current faves. Still dreaming about that La Colombe oat draft latte. I miss it so much. My friend Sarah is actually in New York as we speak, and I told her she had to go to La Colombe and try the oat draft latte. She sent me photos. She's like, I wish I could bring you one home, and I wish she could too. My nails are not short yet, but they are so, so long, and I'm just craving short nails. I know a lot more people are getting short nails, and they're kind of coming back on trend. You know, these long almond-shaped nails have been trending for a while now, and I do love them. Mine are just super, super long right now and actually really, really grown out. I'm getting them done tomorrow, but short nails are definitely a current fave. I know I'm going to be in love with them again. You know, it's just like super satisfying when you can go into your tub of cream and you don't have to use the back of your nail so it doesn't get all under, you know, when the nails are short enough to do that and you don't have to like do the back of the nail. I know this was a current fave last week, but it definitely still is. I'm obsessed with the 437 matching sets, specifically monochromatic moments. Monochromatic, if you're unfamiliar, is when you wear all like one color. So like all brown or all green or all white, all black, etc. So definitely obsessed with those, specifically the 437 sets and also aloe sets. I love the airlift material from aloe. And then my last current fave is my new iPhone. I picked up the iPhone 14 Pro. Guys, the camera is fucked. It is so good. Like the quality is insane. And it feels so nice to have more storage on my phone. I had 128 gigabytes before, and I was like, I can just get 2 terabytes on iCloud and I'll be great, whatever. It was like not the vibe, because when I need to edit video, you have to still download it onto your phone. So if there's no space for it to be downloaded, then it was like always on iCloud, and I was always so frustrated. And you know, my 9-to-5 is in social media and I need stuff on my phone, and this is social media. So I just upgraded, I think it's 256 gigabytes, and I got the 14 Pro. I didn't get the Max. I don't really want the Max. It's too big for me. And I'm honestly so happy. It feels good to have storage. I love the design of the phone. I love the camera. Just really, really into it. And I also love the iOS 16 layout for the home screen, or like the lock screen. I've made mine super cute. I have all the little widgets, and I just had a lot of fun setting it up. You know, I'm a little bit of a tech nerd. I feel like I never really talk about that, but I am most definitely a tech nerd. I was more so when I was younger. Like, I was the girl that followed all the blogs, all the gossip blogs of like what they were predicting the next Apple iPhone was going to look like and what products they were releasing and like what new features there were and everything. I was that girl. So definitely still am. Love my Apple products. Always do like so much research before purchasing anything, but really loving my new iPhone. I got the space gray. I know a lot of you suggested the purple, but it was just not for me. Not for me. Maybe if there was the green one again, I would have gotten that, but I just love my black phone. I think it's so sleek, because I know I love white, but the white, the cameras are black, and that just irks me for me. So I love the black, and I have the succulent silicone case on it, and it's really cute. But let's get into the bulk of the episode. What is a morning routine? A morning routine, we see it all over TikTok and Instagram. These girls, including myself, waking up at insane hours, or maybe they're not waking up at insane hours, but they're doing a million one things before they take on their day. And for me, a morning routine is few habits or rituals that you do in the morning that really set you up for success mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, all around, 360 approach. It really just sets you up for whatever your day is going to throw at you. And your morning routine may look different some days. It may be shorter. It may be longer. It may be like a little different in terms of what you are doing, but the gist of it kind of stays the same. The purpose, the why, is pretty much the same day to day. And it's something we look forward to. It's something I look forward to. And I know morning routines have really taken a place on socials, you know, with that girl, hot girl morning routine, you know, it's like all over. So I'm going to help you figure out how to structure your morning routine, how to find your morning routine, how to keep yourself motivated to keep doing it, etc. So first up, you need to find your why. Why do you want to have this morning routine? Why do you want to wake up at 5 a.m., 5:30 a.m., 6 a.m., 6:30, 7, 8, 9, whenever you're waking up? What is your why? For me, when I do my morning routine, I know that I'm filling up my cup before I'm giving to others. I know I'm taking the time to really care for myself. It's my self-care practice. And when I don't have a morning routine, when I'm not doing my non-negotiables, which I'll get into in a little bit, I definitely feel a little off my radar. I feel a little unbalanced and my head doesn't feel as clear. I can't really focus on what tasks I have to do as the day starts. And yeah, I just kind of feel off. And I think my morning routine has honestly become a part of my identity. I feel like you guys all know my morning routine pretty well now. But it is really important to have that why, right? Like for me, I'm doing it for myself to take care of my mental health, to ensure I have enough energy and that I'm really putting energy into filling my own cup up before I'm giving to others. And what I mean by giving to others, I mean like going to work and having to work on like all my stuff at work. Or when I was in school, going to class and having to sit and lecture, you know. So that is my why. My why can be different from yours. It can be similar. And I want you to take a moment right now, maybe just pause the podcast after I finish speaking about the why, and grab a piece of paper and think about, like, why do you want to do a morning routine? Or why do you do your morning routine? Why do you want to change your morning routine? Like, what is motivating you to get out of bed each morning and to take a moment, whether it be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, maybe it's 2 hours, to really just like focus on yourself and to practice these self-care activities. So you can take a moment now, hit pause, and write down your why. Maybe you're driving or maybe you're on your hot girl walk. So you can pause and think to yourself, okay, like, what is my why? Like, why am I doing this morning routine? Like, what is the purpose and intention behind this morning routine? Why do I continue to do this morning routine day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year? Why am I doing it? And the reason why we're discussing our why and like why I want you to figure out what that is because that why is what you're going to come back to when you're feeling unmotivated, when you kind of want to just like throw it away and give up and get rid of this morning routine. When you don't really want to do these self-care rituals that make you feel really good, you'll come back to this why and you'll remember why you do all these things and why you choose your non-negotiables to do every single morning or most mornings. So I want you to really think about it. I know it might feel a little stupid, but it is really, really important. And it's important to have your why, not only for your morning routine, but your why for why you do things like caring for yourself and quote unquote being that girl or going on your hot girl walks and working out and eating well and really focusing on your mental and physical well-being. Now, I mentioned non-negotiables. We can have this really long, elaborate morning routine, but we don't always have time for every single step. Sometimes we oversleep or we have to get up a lot earlier, or maybe our schedule changes, or maybe we're in a different environment and we're on not our normal routine. So I have my non-negotiables. These non-negotiables are kind of always changing, but these are the things that are core to you and are a must do. They're something that you are going to do no matter what, and they have to be done in order for you to be okay to continue on with your day. And this isn't like a life or death situation, but these are things that really, it's like 2 or 3 things, maybe maximum 5 things that really set you up for success no matter what your day throws at you, no matter what your schedule is, etc. So for me, my non-negotiables are I have to make my bed. Whether I'm sleeping at home, whether I'm in a hotel, an Airbnb, etc., I have to make my bed. I need a clean space. I think making your bed is really important. I think it helps set your mindset up for a productive start, an efficient start, and also clear space, clear mind. I need to get dressed and like change, do my hair or my makeup to some sort of degree. I just need to get out of my pajamas. I can't stay sitting in my pajamas for much longer than like a few moments after I wake up because I just feel sluggish and I don't really like it that much. I want my pajamas to be for when I'm winding down and in the morning we are getting ready to conquer the day. So I need to change, whether I'm even just changing into another sweatsuit or a sweat set, like leggings and a sports bra or a tank top, or maybe I'm putting on a cute outfit, I need to change and I need to brush my teeth, wash my face, you know, do the whole shebang. Maybe I'll put on makeup, maybe I'll put on only mascara, etc. And then I need to move. I need to move in some sort of way, whether it be a full-on workout, like a run, Pilates, Barre's, HIIT, something. I need to move in some sort of way. Maybe it's just like a walk around the block. Maybe it's my walk to coffee. I need to get up. And honestly, along with the movement, I need to get out. So I need to get fresh air. I need to see sunlight to some degree. Sometimes I don't get that because if it's cloudy here in Toronto, but I need to get up and I need to get out. And then my last non-negotiable is that I need to eat and drink something. I need to have my water, I need to have my coffee, and I need to have my breakfast. So I need to make sure that I'm not only rehydrating before I caffeinate, but also rehydrating only after I brush my teeth. I don't know. I'm so weird and I cannot drink water or anything or put anything in my mouth until my teeth are brushed in the morning. I just feel weird about it. I think it's like from something I read about oral health years ago on Instagram, whether it be true or not. I don't even remember what it is, but I just have to do it. It's like, I think it's part of my OCD where I have to brush my teeth before I drink water or anything, but drink water. So hydrate, because we got really dehydrated when we're sleeping. So drink our water. Then I like to caffeinate. A lot of people advise against having coffee on an empty stomach. However, I like 9 out of 10 times always do. And I feel like I'm fine. We're fine. You pick and choose your battles and what you're going to win. And then I like to have breakfast. I'm such a breakfast lover. I need my breakfast. And I always try to have a balanced meal. And actually right now I'm practicing this new sort of way to build my meals. And I'm doing this with Steph Robinson. She's a holistic health coach. I believe that's her title. Let me double check. She is a holistic health coach. So I'm working with her, and her whole thing is protein, fiber, fats, and greens. So PFFG. And that is how I'm focusing on building all my meals, including my breakfast. So you want to ensure you have a protein. So that's like, can be protein powder, it can be nuts, it can be animal protein, think eggs, chicken, lox. Obviously, like, I'm not having chicken for breakfast, but like, you know. Fats, so healthy fats, think avocado, nuts, seeds, olive oil, avocado oil. Fiber, you would find in your vegetables or fruits. You can also find it in things like flax seeds and chia seeds, and whole grains. And then fats, fiber, and greens. So greens would be like your spinach, your arugula, your kale, etc. So that's what I'm focusing when I'm building my meals. So I always like to have a balanced breakfast, and that's usually looking like a smoothie, whether it be a green smoothie or a berry smoothie, or it will be oats, and I add chia seeds, so I kind of do like a chia seed oatmeal concoction. Or I will have a Greek yogurt bowl. So like, those are my breakfasts right now, or sometimes I'll have eggs depending on the vibe. But my non-negotiables are, I have to make my bed, I have to get dressed, I have to move and get out, and I have to refuel and hydrate, so, and caffeinate. Those are my non-negotiables. For a while, journaling was definitely in there, but now based on what my life is at and where I'm at, it's not a non-negotiable. It's definitely a nice to have. Being super busy can make it really easy to fall into a dinner time recipe rut, or even with your lunches. Any meal, honestly, can get you into a rut, especially with a busy schedule this fall. You can keep mealtime exciting with over 40 recipes to choose from every single week, so there's always something delicious to discover with HelloFresh. It's truly a no-brainer. It does all the shopping and meal planning for you. Ingredients arrive at your doorstep pre-proportioned and ready to cook, along with pictured step-by-step recipe cards. It's never been easier. I personally love HelloFresh as a way to get exposure to new recipes, make my life a bit easier as a busy 20-year-old in the city. And I love that it's worry-free, it's super easy, it's convenient, and gets delivered straight to my door. Go to HelloFresh.com/50Ray and use code 50Ray for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/50Rae and use code 50Ray50Rae for 50% off plus free shipping. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit, and thank you for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray.
This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get Hefty Ultra Strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So it could be your non-negotiable, but for me, it's a nice to have. And those are the things that I must do in my morning routine, no matter where I am, no matter what's going on, it has to be done. So figure out what your non-negotiables are. I want you to pause the pod and either think about this if you're walking or driving or working out. And then if you are just like chilling, maybe you have a notebook in front of you, write these down and figure out what your non-negotiables are. I don't know what it is, but lately when I'm recording by myself, my throat is getting so dry from talking so much. So just had to take a moment to drink a little water. Love my Hydro Flask with the wide mouth straw lid. She's awesome. I definitely need to take a moment to scrub her down. But she's definitely my emotional support water bottle. We love her. But now we are going to move on to letting go of the pressure to be perfect. I know for a really long time I felt this pressure for my morning routine to be exactly the same every single day. I had to start at the same time. It had to end at the same time. I had to do every single thing perfect. I had to do every single thing on my list. And what I've learned is that that's not realistic. It's not sustainable. And it's okay if your routine isn't perfect, because that is not the purpose of it. And I know that that girl morning routine and that trend on social media can make you feel like if your routine isn't super aesthetic and it isn't like super productive and doing a million one things every single day, you are quote unquote a failure and you're not being that girl or having that morning routine. But that is so far from the truth. So I really encourage you to let go of the pressure to be perfect. Focus on just your why and your non-negotiables. Do what serves you and what fuels you. Your morning routine should not be draining you. It should not be stressing you out. It should not be worrying you. You should not have like this anxiety around it. It really should be something that you look forward to and is really enjoyable, and it fills your cup and it provides you with energy and it calms you and clears your mind. So really focus on letting go of that pressure to be perfect. I promise you, no one is perfect. Perfectionism does not exist. You are perfect as you are. And no matter what you do or how you do it, it is okay and it is great the way it is. And then on the topic of morning routines, I get this question a lot because I do wake up quite early. You know, I have my 5 a.m. morning routines and my 6 a.m. morning routines, and I definitely am an early riser, but I do always get asked, how do you wake up early? Like, I always sleep in through my alarms, blah, blah, blah. And so I thought I'd throw in some tips on how you can get used to waking up earlier and what I did, because yes, I was always an early riser, but I didn't really wake up at like 5, 5:30 a.m., 6 a.m., like 6:30 a.m., like between there, until 2020, like fall 2020. And so these are my tips and what I've noticed on how to make waking up earlier easier. So number one, consistency. The more consistent you are at going to bed at around the same time and waking up at around the same time, the easier it is for your body to be able to get accustomed to that, because you're going to regulate your circadian rhythm, which is like your internal body clock, to get used to falling asleep. So getting tired for that bedtime and being ready to wake up at your wake up time. So the more consistent you are with it, I know consistency is key for every single aspect of your life. If you want to see progress and if you want to build skills and habits, consistency is key. Be consistent with when you go to bed and when you wake up. It's really important to have good sleep hygiene. So that includes going to bed and waking up at around the same time almost every day. But you also want to make sure you're having good quality sleep. You could have 7 hours of sleep, but you could have like really shitty sleep and not feel really rested and energized when you wake up. So really focus on that night routine. The night routine is as important as your morning routine, if not more. It really sets you up for success. Focus on winding down, get rid of that blue light, like really think of ways to calm your mind and your body and just like truly wind down for bed. If you want an episode on a night routine and how I set myself up for success with my night routine, let me know. DM me on Instagram. It's at Morning Ray Podcast, or you can DM me at Alana Bloomberg on Instagram, and I will definitely make sure to do an episode on that. Not only is the quality of sleep you have important, but so is the quantity. You really want to aim for 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. And guys, you would be proud if you've been listening to the pod for a while. I've been honestly really good at getting my 7 to 8 hours. Most nights it's actually 8 hours. We have moved away from the 5 to 6 hour range. So really aim for that 7 to 9 hours. I find 8 hours is the perfect amount for me, but you can play it out and trial it. Kind of see what works best for you. I find sometimes 9 is too much and I just wake up still feeling too tired, but 8 is perfect, or 7 to 8 is perfect for me. But really aim for that 7 to 9 hours. And my mom always said this when I was younger, the more hours of sleep you can get before midnight, the better quality sleep you are going to have and the more energized you are going to feel when you wake up. I don't know if it's true. I feel like it's pretty valid. And from experience, I feel like I feel so much better the earlier I go to bed. So take it or leave it. Let me know if you try it. Aim for that 7 to 9 hours. Aim for majority of it to be before midnight. And let me know. And okay, so we've spoken about sleep. We spoke about going to sleep. We spoke about preparing and your night routine. But what about the actual waking up part? So there are two things that I have personally noticed really help me. Okay, well, three. Okay. There are three things that I've noticed really help me when waking up in the morning and not wanting to keep hitting snooze. I mean, I still do that quite a lot, but when I actually listen to these three things, it's a lot easier. So number one is to get out of bed as soon as your alarm goes off. Don't put your head back down. Don't just like tell yourself one more minute. When that alarm goes off, you take the covers off, you get out of bed. You don't have to like whip yourself out of bed or anything, but just like get out of bed and, you know, go start getting ready or doing your morning routine. So number one, get out of bed as soon as the alarm goes off. Number two, what I've noticed really helps, and the Skinny Confidential, Lauren Everett's, actually spoke about this on a podcast episode. It was a while back, but this actually really helped, and it's to see light. Now, I understand that it might be dark when you wake up, especially as we are entering into the winter months, especially if you're waking up early. So see the light, preferably natural, but if you can't, turn on the lamp. Like, I turn on my lamp next to my bed, and this will also stop you from wanting to like doze back off. So get out of bed as soon as your alarm goes off and turn on light, or try to look at the light. So open your blinds. I personally like to sleep only with my drapes. Like, I don't put the blackout blind down because I like to wake up to natural light. However, as I said, like now that it's getting into the winter months, the sun is coming out later. But if you can wake up to natural light, much preferred. And then number three is don't go straight to your phone. Yes, that technically is light, but you're honestly just going to put your body into reactive mode. Like you're just going to be reacting to everything that you're seeing on socials when you haven't filled your own cup up yet. So try to stay away from your phone. Also, don't just like scroll in your bed. You're going to be like, you're going to go down the deep darks of like TikTok or Instagram. So make sure to turn off your alarm if it's on your phone. Maybe even invest in an alarm clock, like the Hatch alarm clock, or like, I don't know, there's like a Philips one, like, or even just like a basic alarm clock, and try to stay off your phone for the first like hour or 15 minutes at least of being up. So to summarize, tips for waking up earlier to make it easier. Make sure to have a really good night routine that helps wind you down. Make sure to aim for quality and quantity of sleep. So aim for those 7 to 9 hours of really good sleep. Get out of bed as soon as your alarm goes off in the morning. See light, preferably natural, but otherwise turn on a lamp or your light. I prefer a lamp because it's not as like harsh as like overhead lights. And don't scroll on your phone. I hope this episode of discussing a morning routine and how to set yourself up for success was really helpful. If it was, and if you enjoyed this episode, I would love if you left a rating on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, as that is how you can help support the pod. Guys, we are still on the charts and it's so surreal to me. We're also really close to 1 million downloads, which is insane. Like totally, totally insane. Just want to thank you all for your continued support and love for the show. It means so, so, so much to me. And I'm really not just saying that. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And we'll chat soon. Love you guys.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.